Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Juneteenth? Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, is Juneteenth the celebration of all the slaves being freed? I'm curious. The reason is because when you do your history chat, when you actually look at this and you look at the history behind it, you find out that really it was another, I don't know, what was it, 30? Somebody in the chat room will correct me, I'm sure. There was another like 30 plus years before the Native Americans released their black slaves along with others. I mean, seriously, think about it. Or do they not count? I guess the slavery thing only has to do with white America or whatever they are. Just amazing to me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was thinking today as I was kind of contemplating, I don't want to get in trouble for this, but what's new? You realize the Democrats celebrating Juneteenth is like the Nazis celebrating Hanukkah. Really. Talk about twisting history. Right? Democrats are the ones, nothing to do with freeing the slaves. Absolutely nothing. And don't give me this whole Democrat switch party stuff. It just, you're spewing the party line, which is filled with holes. And I mean, filled with holes. When it comes to the reality of the moment, or reality of slavery, the reality of abolishing slavery, you know what? It was fought by Republicans. Never by Democrats. Giving women the right to vote. Let's go down the whole list. We should do that sometime. We should go down the whole list of who freed who wanted equal rights for who and how, and who fought it. You know, Chinese right now. Actually, not right now. It's been for a while, that's my understanding. The Chinese have been spying us from Cuba. Cuba. And you can't trust the military anymore because you don't know who's on whose side and who believes in what, who believes in fighting what. You look at the Cuban Missile Crisis. Kennedy, John Kennedy, President Kennedy, said, no, we'll have none of this, and immediately sent our warships down there. And said, we're not allowing this. We're not allowing you to put missiles in our backyard. And what do we do with the Chinese? Joey B does absolutely nothing with them. Absolutely nothing. I'm not even sure he has a clue as to what to do with them. He still thinks it's this little backward, well, maybe he does. You know what? Maybe he doesn't. I was going to say, he still believes this is some backward little nation. You want to, how would you like to hear this in his words? If I can make this happen, I will be a genius because I've blown it before. Take a listen. Come on, you can do it.
I believe then, and I'm even more convinced now, that a rising China is an incredibly positive development for not only China, but the United States and the rest of the world. It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper.
China's a great nation, and we should hope for the continued expansion.
We want to see China rise. A rising China can be a significant asset for the region and the world.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
They're not bad folks, folks. But guess what? They're not a competition for us.
China's not our problem.
We can help them with some of their problems.
China's not a problem.
The idea that China's going to eat our lunch is bizarre.
And so what are we worried about?
We talk about China as our competitor. We should be helping.
Do you think in retrospect that you were naive about China?
No.
Really? Did you? God bless. You know, even Barack Obama and some of the military leaders always say, you can always count on Joe Biden to screw it up, get it totally wrong. And he got it wrong again. And guess who had it right? Trump. Yeah, good. They just threw up in their mouth. Good. No joke. Seriously. Why are we letting them do this? You can't, at this point, you'll realize if you swapped out the name Biden to Trump, for everything that's been going on, the major news sources would be all over him like white on rice. This would be 724 on, 250 stations across the country without let up. Why? Because they don't care about this country. They care about their ideology. They care about their party. You care less about this country. And the hate. Somebody asked me this weekend, they went to an event and called me and said, my God, I couldn't believe the hate for Trump. I said, yeah, that whole love Trump's hate thing, right? Working out well for them, is it not? But I mean, we've dumbed down the nation so much, we've dumbed down these people so much, they really don't. They can't even go look on their own to find out what the truth is. Seriously. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Let's see if she can talk me down off the proverbial wall here, because I've about had it with these people. They deserve what they get. I'll just put it that way. Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me in a minute. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. The only way you do that is get informed, right? So you come on the show. You take a listen. You listen to what we have to say. I try not to steer you wrong, and most of the time I don't. But that's why I bring on people smarter than me. Kimberly Murray joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her insight to some of the crazy stuff going on around us. Kimberly, you know? Democrats celebrating Juneteenth. Really?
I mean, people are celebrating Juneteenth because they got away from Democrats.
You know, they talk about this. If you do some research, you find out it was, I don't know if I forgot how many years it was, but I think it was like another 20 years before the Native Americans, who had many, many, many black slaves, released those slaves. You do some research. Just amazing.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, slavery still exists today, but, you know, nobody seems to care about that.
Well, only white folks had slaves. Just so you, I want to correct you, make sure you're right.
Right, because the black people who had slaves back when we had slavery, those people didn't matter.
Nope. Just amazing. And then, I don't know if you caught my conversation around the Cuban Missile Crisis. You know, if you really think about this, when we had the Cuban Missile Crisis, it was really funny how, you know, John Kennedy jumped into action, threatened the Russians. Sweet Jesus, the Russians? Threatened the Russians and the Cubans that basically they would turn that place into a waterfall, you know, if they didn't get rid of the missiles. Now, the CIA and the military establishment around John, President Kennedy, were telling him, go in and just take Cuba. Wipe it out, just take it. And he refused to do so.
I read about the Bay of Pigs.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It is. It's amazing. And now the Chinese are there. They're spying on us. The balloon was probably a test to see how far it could reach, if they can get information back to Cuba kind of thing. And just, you heard that clip I played of Joe Biden thinking that, you know, China was a great lunch buddy.
I was under the impression that China wanted to put something in Cuba but hadn't done it yet. I did not know that they had had something there since 2019.
Yep.
And that happened when Trump was still president.
I you know what? Here's a question I have for you. I asked this question the other night, and nobody had the cojones to answer me, which is, do you really believe that Trump knew, or do you think that those generals who wouldn't even give him the codes, remember the one general said he actually hid the launch codes from him?
Yep.
You think that they told him?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't trust the people in our military now. Oh, you think I trust those people? Oh, hell no. I mean, leading it, not the ones actually in it.
Oh, sure. Know, no, of course not. The soldiers are our people. But
our troops are awesome. But
yeah,
I don't trust the scumbags that are running anything. Millie, come on. No.
Somebody put up a meme with him with lipstick on one day. I just can't get that out of my head anymore. It's stuck there.
Oh, that would be really...
That's disgusting.
I'm just not gonna...
Try to get it out of your head. Good luck with that one. but, no, seriously, I mean, you think about what's going on and where these guys truly want to be. What did they hide from Trump? What intelligence did they, you know, hide from him, didn't give him, gave him to make decisions that he made? No wonder he didn't trust anybody around him.
Right.
You know?
I don't blame him. I mean, so basically they didn't trust him and he didn't trust them. That was really, that worked out well.
I was going to say,
but guess what? We didn't get into any more wars. I mean, almost as soon as Biden took his, was sworn into office, the military-industrial complex was already planning on harming our military and getting us into another war, especially another war that's none of our damn business.
No kidding.
Which we're still fighting.
God, and we've depleted a lot of our, what do we leave, $80 trillion? Think of all the money. I mean, again, give them credit.
And the weaponry, Joe, yeah.
Right, to China. I mean, you left in Afghanistan, but give me a break. You know, anybody with two brain cells ready to rub together knows all that stuff ended up in China, or the technology ended up in China. Afghanistan took the money.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to do with that other than firearms and ammo.
Yep.
RPGs, I'm sure. Oh, no, that was all planned. That was all intentional. I'm telling you, Biden and his administration, they are working for the commie Chinese government.
Yeah, that's overtime. How much they hate. They're working overtime.
That's how much they hate this country and hate Americans.
Yep.
And y'all can think I'm just kidding. And I'm just being a conspiracy theorist. Just watch what they're doing. Pay attention. Like I said, I said it to you on break, sorry. Our Congress has been selling out, our government has been selling American people out to China for decades. for decades. Both parties, not just one over the other. Democrats are just worse because they're more they're commies anyway. Sorry, I'm just not going to sugarcoat anything anymore. I'm not Willy Wonka. But it's just it's really bad. I mean, how many people understood that most of our antibiotics were made in China?
Nobody.
Honestly, I thought all of our pharmaceuticals were made in this country because why would you have a foreign country make something that's life-saving for your people?
But listen, I was unaware. The simple stuff, right? Penicillin and such like that. You would think, why wouldn't we make that here? Okay?
Right.
Is it because it's too expensive? Is it because when you get unions involved, it's overly expensive? Is it because there's deals to be made with, legislators and China?
Yep. There you go.
You know, most of the guys that I know that are doing manufacturing, heavy manufacturing, I know one fellow in particular, I don't want to say his name, but he designed and he developed a coffee machine, a very good coffee machine, as a matter of fact, and he can't do it in this country for the money he could do it for in China.
Of course not.
And it would make, and, you know, and you know why? Because of the regulations, because of the unions. Can't get it done.
Nope. Yep, they screwed us. They screwed us, and then they, you know, they're the ones making money off of all this stuff in China, all this stuff being manufactured in China.
Yeah, it is just amazing to me. And when we come back, you think it's bad enough that Joey B wants, you know, your kids. They belong to everybody. But Joe Biden now promises to conserve over 30% of all land in this country by 2020. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Dangerous police chases involving human smugglers are becoming all too common near the Texas border with Mexico. Lisa Taylor has more.
A pickup truck loaded with people refused to pull over early this morning, leading the officers on a 20-mile pursuit. A sheriff's deputy was able to lay down spike strips on Highway 57. The truck's tires blew out and it rolled several times. 4 illegal immigrants were hospitalized, including one that had to be rushed to a trauma center. They were all from Honduras.
I'm Lisa Taylor.
U.S. State Department officials are deeply troubled, they say, by the Israeli government's plans for more than 4,000 new housing units in the West Bank. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, in a statement, said the U.S. opposes these actions that make a two-state solution more difficult to achieve, they say. Israel's government announced the changes to the settlement housing process this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mesidi, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation, which makes you or helps you become part of the solution. Let's get back to it. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, you know, Joey B., I affectionately call him Joey B. He has decided that this country needs to take a stand on conserving our land and our waterways. Take a listen to what he's willing to do.
And maybe most important, I've committed that by 2020, we will have conserved 30% of all the lands and waters the United States has jurisdiction over, and simultaneously reduce emissions to blunt climate impact.
The problem is he did that last week.
Did he say by 2020?
Yes, he did.
Okay, I was going to be like, okay, what? What do you mean he did it last week?
Because he gave the speech last week. This is like Back to the Future.
Oh, my God. Only the future's even worse because Biden's in charge. He's really either somebody's intentionally writing him to be a moron, or he's really lost it that much. I mean, the other day he said, well, God save the Queen. I'm like,
yo, what was that all about?
Fool, what do you think, we live back in the revolutionary before the revolution?
And he's a little late, isn't he?
And she's dead. Yeah.
Maybe.
And all it made me, all
maybe
it made
he
me
sees of, her at night. You don't know.
That could be. All it made me think of was, oh, every time I hear it, is the Sex Pistols song, God Save the Queen, She Ain't No Human Being. Sorry.
That's all right.
You well, know, she's not now. So.
Oh, no, no. They're going to make fun of us for saying all this stuff anyhow. I was going to kick
I
out
don't
of this.
Care.
I, you think I do? I mean,
no.
Seriously. But, you know, now you got this. This is great. So now you got these Democrat lunatics, one of them on MSNBC the other day. Take a listen to what these loving, wonderful people had to say about Donald Trump.
But now having the classified information for Americans and being able to put that out and share it in his resort with anyone and everyone who comes through should be terrifying to all Americans, mm-hmm. and he needs to be shot, stopped.
What? What? Has the Secret Service visited her yet?
No, probably not. No, what's even better than this? What's even better than this is I want you to think about something. The Secret Service is all over his apartment, I mean his house, even when he's not there. They're stationed there, right? Who's going to get in to see those papers other than the Secret Service? Let's start off there.
Right.
Joey B. had papers in 7 locations, okay? One of the locations, the papers he had is from when he was a senator. Now, you already know all of this, but people aren't really putting it all together. Are you telling me that those papers in Trump's house were less secure than the ones in the garage where Joey B. kept his Corvette?
Yeah, where his drug-addicted, drug-addled son could easily obtain them. Yeah, I'm sure that worked out well.
But people are buying that. These Maronis are buying this.
So, as usual, it's stupid people, you're right, are buying it because they're not informed. They're being continually fed lies. I mean, have you ever heard Raggedy Ann from the White House podium?
Oh.
All that comes out of that woman's mouth is lies.
Yeah, I can't listen to her anymore. I mean, I literally can't listen to her anymore because my blood starts to boil. She's putting the lies out there. Look at she was just reprimanded, what was it, by the Ethics Committee or whatever it was, for constantly putting down MAGA, and which is against the Hatch Act for what she's doing. And yet when they thought that Laura Trump committed something against the Hatch Act, they were all over her for weeks. This one here gets a little slap on the wrist.
They still talk about Kellyanne Conway violated that. They still talk about Trump people who supposedly violated the Hatch Act.
Yeah, just amazing. So people, pay attention. I want you to hear how I get Kimberly's blood boiling, okay? Armed IRS agents raid a Montana gun shop. They seize the gun purchase records. So ATF and IRS agents got together. Now, this is great because I don't understand why do I need IRS there. Let's start off there.
No, I understand it. I looked it up real quick.
Oh, okay. So tell me what happened and why it was okay.
Number one, it wasn't okay. The ATF had no business being there. Number two, supposedly, there was the IRS was... And this doesn't make any sense. This is just more of the fascist government we have. Supposedly, this organization had financial issues, and they allegedly owned more taxes than they paid, or made more money than they paid. So the IRS was coming to gather financial information. Well, guess what? They gathered zero financial information, but the ATF took every single ATF form 4473, which gives all the information about who purchased or tried to purchase a firearm. Actually, it does give everything because they write the firearm down on the form after you buy it. So that the ATF, who should not have even been there or maybe just been outside, went in and took all the records of everyone at that gun who ever bought a firearm or transferred a firearm from that gun shop. They had no business doing it. There is zero financial information on any of those records, on any form 4473s. These people are out of control. This government is out of control. We seriously live in a banana republic.
Well, that's why I said to you, violence is being promoted by... Look at what they're doing to the kids. Tell me they're not lighting this fuse. Look at what they're doing to kids in the schools, okay? Look at what they're doing for race relations. Look at what they're doing with, you know, the gay, lesbian, slash straight community, right? You look at what's going on with the IRS. You look at what's going on with gun rights. I'm sorry. This is a clear, planned out way to get people just to really start to get crazy.
I think that's what they want. I think that's really what
they
want.
They need the chaos.
I think, Joe, they thought it would go, it would happen during the BLM Antifa crap. Because, you know, they funded it. And it didn't. It didn't go exactly how they planned. You know, those people just destroyed black communities and, you know, whatever. Yeah. It didn't go quite as they planned. So now they want to make, you know, try to incite violence in other areas where they think people will cause a problem. Yeah, or fight back. It's really not causing
problems. I truly believe the whole idea is to spark the war. You spark the war between races. You spark the war between people of sexual orientation. You spark the kids. Going after people's kids is what's really going to set the fuse. You saw what happened with the Muslim families, you know, and yep. Being a Christian myself, I'm going, what the heck? Where have you Christians been? Why didn't you step up? Why aren't you leading this?
Because Christians are persecuted by Biden's administration. Remember? So, the FBI's looking out for Catholics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's always fun.
And remember, moms. The FBI was targeting moms who dared to speak up at school board meetings.
Listen, Kimberly, I know people write me after I say stuff like this, but our founding fathers gave up a lot to hand us this thing. What are we willing to do to keep it? You know what I mean?
Have you seen our society?
I know.
That's the problem.
You're going to laugh at me. Every time I say that, you know what? This little voice in my head says, they voted for Obama twice, you idiot.
Yeah, and they voted for Biden once.
Yeah, I'm not there with you. I'm sorry. At this point, what I've seen, I'm not so sure, but whatever.
There's
no way they voted Fetterman in. No way.
No effing way.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm sorry. Absolutely not. And I don't believe they voted that ag in the Arizona in over Carrie Lake either.
Oh, no question there either. What do they find?
No.
They just found 73,000 questionable ballots. The signatures were never checked. And somebody snuck out copies of the signatures. Not even close. They approved signatures that one form had an initials. Two initials on it. Here's that music. Anyway, show me the hero. Let's be back in a minute. Don't go for it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her insight and input into this, into the crazy stuff going on around us.
Lunacy?
Yeah, lunacy. It's a good way to put it. You know, don't you feel like you've been in a drunken stupor for the last, almost 2 years now?
You know what? I have way more fun being drunk than this.
We were talking about the Muslim majority city, first Muslim majority city in the U.S. to ban gay pride flags, to remove a lot of this teaching that's going on in the schools. Of all places, Massachusetts last week? You had a bunch of kids that actually, instead of wearing, they were told to wear pride attire, you know, colorful attire. And a large group of kids at, the Marshall Simmons Middle School, they wore red, white, and blue and were chanting that their pronouns were USA. In Massachusetts, mind you. Okay?
What city was this?
Let me see. Burlington.
Burlington, Mass?
Yeah. Yeah.
Third nice. Place.
Marshall Simmons Middle School in Boston suburb town of Burlington, Massachusetts. Revolted against the school's Pride Month spirit day Indoctrination on Friday, June 2nd. I mean, glaring at teachers, tearing down pride posters, and chanting, USA are my pronouns, while wearing red, white, and blue. And
these are middle schoolers. I'm impressed. Oh, these kids are good.
Well, you know what? Let's get to the point where they've had it. Seriously.
Yeah. Because it's being shoved down their throats way more than ours. I mean, we're sick of it being shoved down our throats. We can turn the TV off. We can turn stuff off. We can not deal with it, right? But right. These kids are getting shoved down their throats in school.
Well, you know what's funny about this is the principal came out and said he was very upset that some chose to be so divisive.
I'm looking.
Oh, please. You're thinking everything that I'm thinking is in the sense that, no, they're just doing back to you what you do to them. Because when any one of these kids individually decides, I'm not in it, guys, you go ahead and do your thing, but I'm not going to wear. If one kid or two or three kids decide to do it, they would have verbally just chastise and abuse these kids. But when you have that many, you can't do it, right?
Right. That's why strength in numbers.
Yeah. I thought it was, I'm sorry. I thought it was wonderful because, again.
I think it's freaking fabulous.
Well, the people don't realize, a lot of people, unless you're in Massachusetts right now and you're paying attention, you don't realize what a big deal this is.
It's a huge deal, and I was just driving in that freaking hellhole state the other day, and, the stupid signs they have on the highway to tell you about stuff.
Yeah.
Pride, happy Pride Month, and I'm just, like, flipping them off as I'm going by. I flip off. The Welcome to Massachusetts sign, then I flipped off that one. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, it's ridiculous. It's just being, you know what? I am all for LGB community. That's it. All this other crap is what's hurting and harming that community. And the trans BS, that literally harms the women of the LGB community.
Yeah. Yep.
That scumbag in the White House had a pride flag, and he had the pride flag that has the transgender crap on it. That flag represents the oppression and erasure of women. That is, it's typical of the Democrat Party. They have hated women from the get-go. I know some women think, oh, but they're pro-abortion. How many women do you think they have aborted?
Yeah, they're against your right to vote. They voted not to give you the right to vote.
They don't want us to be able to protect ourselves. They are against our actual rights. They are against our right to free speech. They are against they're for red flag laws, which violates a whole bunch of our rights.
Yep.
They are not for women. They hate women. Women need to wake the frig up.
They talk about, this principal went on to say, well, with the rise in anti-LGBTQ violence across the country, this doesn't help, right?
It's not. He's lying.
Thank you. Do the real numbers. Don't take the numbers from an LGBTQ group. Take the numbers from the CDC and the FBI. See who the real violence across the country is against. See what, matter of fact, black-on-black crime outnumbers any of the other crimes put together. When are they going to start talking about that?
They don't care because they don't like black people either.
There's no money in it. I'm sorry.
Well, there is
Sharpie ain't coming out because there ain't no money in it. I mean, let's just be honest about it.
Yeah, there's no money in trying to help the black community, correct? Because Black Lives Matter certainly never did.
Yeah, where they been? They've been nowhere through all. Well, actually, right now they're trying to figure out how to account for all the money they blew. But other than that,
stole. Well, not stole. They were given it. They just spent it.
Listen, to further the black, the black community, but I think they thought the black community was just the executives at BLM.
Yeah, they had to have those mansions. That was necessary for doing business.
And again, what's funny about all this is nobody in this situation got hurt. Kids did not start beating on kids. And when the parents in Glendale, California, not far from where I'm at, but when the parents showed up at the Glendale School District to kind of protest them forcing those kids to be part of the LGBTQ Pride Month, Yeah. And then who shows up? Antifa. Who starts the violence? Antifa. Right?
Why were they at a kid's school?
Antifa?
Yeah, why were they at a child school?
Oh,
any child school?
They went there to support the school district in the promotion of LGBTQ Pride Month.
Oh, no, no, no.
That's what
Get
they said.
Out. I would have had all of them arrested.
Yeah. It's amazing. Anything that is decent, right, and wholesome, Antifa's against, and they're going to beat it into you if you don't agree with them, obviously not understanding what fascism truly is all about.
No, they're morons.
Yeah.
They're the misfits of society that can't handle being in society, so they're paid by extreme left-wing groups to be losers and violent scum, because they are morons.
I watched two documentaries over the weekend about Hitler and World War II. Okay? And guess what they were on? They were on CNN. And they were made years ago. And sometimes I do that. I always love when they do this Jesus stuff because, you know, I do study and I know when they're off. But anyway, I watched these things and was amazed at how truthful that they were in what was going down and what Hitler did and what he did with guns, what he did with kids, you know what I'm saying?
Hitler did what Democrats are doing now, and they don't get that?
No, and you know what? I got to find the book where he writes a letter. Hitler writes a letter to the Democrats and praises them on
for
how
their
they...
eugenics.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. How impressed he was in the way they made it happen.
Yep. Hitler was jealous. He was envious of how far along Democrats and progressives had come with their eugenics programs.
Yeah.
And you know what? All the eugenicists are still in the Democrat Party. They've been in they were in Obama's White House. I'm pretty sure they're in Biden's White House now.
I had forgotten how far that went, but when I, you know, this weekend I'm watching this thing and I'm going, my God, you know, and everything that was coming down, everything they were talking about doing or what have you, is happening today, happening
yes.
right now.
And they don't see it. Some of them are just morons. Others are like, yo, that's the right. That's the right doing that. It's really, really strange.
Now, here's the funny thing about it. On Sunday afternoon, I don't know I went to a what you'd call probably more of a left-leaning publication. Oh, The New Yorker, right? We know that thought.
Yeah.
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 So they write an article dated, I don't know, like 10 years ago or something, but they wrote an article about how Americans' racism influenced Hitler, and not once mentioning the Democrats. America's racism.
What? Because they think that Europe didn't have any slaves?
Apparently not. I'm sorry.
Oh, my good Lord.
Really, seriously, and you have to go digging. You have to go digging to find articles that actually call out what he did, where he got his ideas.
Of course.
But you have to admit something. People don't even know enough to know mm-hmm. to look for this stuff or to find out about this stuff, right?
No, they don't. They really have no clue.
Yep.
It's insane.
Anyway. All right, where do we find you every week? I already know, but go ahead.
GraniteHuck.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right. Always a pleasure, Kimberly. Go back to you're probably going to need some stiff drinks after some of these stories. Anyway, try to relax. Joe Messina, your host. You got a lot coming up in the next hour. I'm going to make you nuts. I guarantee it. In the next hour. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.